What is going on, K-State Nation? Another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast rolls on this Thanksgiving holiday week. Eddie Greer, your host for this podcast, all things K-State Athletics here in Manhattan, Kansas. And I have failed this week to mention, of course, it is going to be senior night for the K-State football team on Saturday as well. So a lot is there. Yeah, senior night. Opportunity to go to the Big 12 title game to punch your ticket there, and you're playing Kansas. So I just go start off with that as well. Speaking of which, we're going to switch gears over to the volleyball side of things here on the K-State campus here, as the K-State volleyball team placed a program high 4 players on the 2022 College Sports Communicators Academic All-District First Team. Now remember, we did this for soccer team as well. They posted 6 as well in the excellence in the classroom continues for K-State Athletics here. 4 more added to that list in the on the volleyball team, which includes junior Katie Fernholtz, senior Lauren Hinkle, junior Mackenzie Morris, and sophomore Molly Ramsey. This was the first career academic all-district honor for all 4 recipients there as well. Fernholtz has started all the matches this year for the Wildcats and led the team in kills 4 times this season, including a career-best 14 kills against TCU last Saturday. The middle blocker from Miller, South Dakota, led the Wildcats in kills 4 times in blocks 9 times this season, picking up totals of 179 kills and 101 blocks there as well. Shawnee, Kansas product Lauren Hinkle has set career highs in assists, kills, and blocks in her new role for the Wildcats, accumulating a conference 4th best 9, almost 10 assists per set in 26 starts. The 5'9" senior has racked up over 900 assists to go along with 55 blocks as well. 32 aces, that is the second highest on the team for Hinkle. And then, of course, you have Mackenzie Morris, the libero from Dallas, Texas. I'll be there in 2 weeks for my marathon race. Currently sits second in the Big 12 with 455 digs, averaging 4.46 digs per set. The junior accumulated a career-best 29 digs against Oklahoma in Norman back on October 19th, which tied the 4th most digs in a single match by any Big 12 team this season. Mack adds 19 aces and 70 assists here as well. Roca, Nebraska. I never heard of this city when Nebraska is mentioned. Roca, Nebraska. Hope I'm saying that right. Molly Ramsey has appeared in all the matches this year, tallying 177 more digs for 1.75 digs per set. The sophomore set a single match career high, 12 digs, turn against KU all the way back on September 24th. She owns 22 matches with 5 or more digs and adds 18 total aces on this season. As well, the All-Academic All-District honorees advance to the CSC Academic All-America ballot. First and second team Academic All-America selections will be announced next month on the 21st there as well. And speaking of senior night, the volleyball team will have senior night on, I believe it's going to be actually tomorrow as I'm sitting here wrapping up this podcast as well. So I believe that's right. If I'm not mistaken there, I might be wrong. But again, I am recording this. This is going to be out past that. So it's going to be senior night for the Volleycats against Texas Tech. Cats 14-13 on the year, 5-9 in the conference, while Texas Tech comes in to Manhattan with a 15-12 record and a 4-10 in Big 12 play there as well. Rob Volker will have the call on kstatesports.com/watch as well. Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus will have it as well on that front. So congratulations once again to Molly Ramsey, Mackenzie Morris, Lauren Hinkle, and Katie Fernholtz on making it to the All-District First Team in the classroom. The Pearl Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcast. And if you missed out on any of the dailies from this week or from the fall semester, or the weeklies for that matter, might want to get on it right now and subscribe to this podcast and add this to your collection of K-State podcasts, part of the K-State Sports Network of podcasts. That's going to do it for me, Eddie Greer III. Again, enjoy your Thanksgiving week here in Manhattan or wherever you're listening to this podcast, and we'll talk to you guys on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats!